Good morning, everyone. It is Portia Who That Chandler, and it is October the 15th, 2011. And today I want to talk about businesses a little bit, which is a little odd because I very seldomly just kind of cover the whole scope of, you know, are you running your business like a business? And here recently I've been offered the opportunity to engage with a few affluent people in some interesting conversations and to build almost like a mini e-course book based off of real life experiences, along with the technical knowledge that I do have of that applications that are out there that are available to entrepreneurs to actually build brand and promote their business like a major brand or a major corporations. But sometimes we just don't know about them, or sometimes we're just not really taking the time to understand what's out there. And if anyone has ever taken business before or taken any type of business course or tried to get certified in business, they have an array of courses that range anywhere from, you know, business communications to supervisor to management competency to just organizational behavior, so that you can understand how different groups form and the process of that, like the forming and storming. And when you get together, you know, the initial, you have to get to know each other and understand what their competency roles are and what their roles and descriptions are going to be, so that you understand how to merge together as a team. How do you let these gifts, you know, that was once just a single gift, become multiple gifts, but yet performing one project, but together collaboratively as a team? And I think a lot of times when we go into businesses for ourselves, especially in the world of network marketing or direct sales, from Avon to Mary Kay to Organogo to Evolve to just all of the things out there, my video talks, I'm just trying to name some of the few that I just know of, Discovery Toys. When you first get in, they always have a sales presentation together for you. And that's how you finally, they pique your interest. It's something called ADOT. And so they first pique your interest, you know, or they grab your attention. I apologize. They grab your attention. And then they, you know, pique your interest. And then they create that desire. And then they call you to action. And that action usually is buy my product or subscribe to my service or do whatever it is I wanted you to do. But they followed a method. It's called AIDA. And that is, you know, attention, interest, desire, and action. And so a lot of times when we go into businesses, we don't have anybody that sits down and explains all this stuff to us. And if they did, we'd probably be so overwhelmed, like, psh, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not leadership material. And so a lot of times we kind of live our lives vicariously through the dreams or the lives of other people. We see people that have made it. You know, they say things like they're making six-figure incomes and they're doing this and that. And it really seems so unreachable to a very talented individual that has the promise to be a very great entrepreneur. And it's only because they have not built a foundation because they felt like it was unattainable or unreachable. I don't know what to do, you know? I mean, I want to do that. I feel like I'm gifted. I have a great voice, or I have a great presentation, or I have the gift of selling, or I have the gift of gab. I have the gift of this, or you know, and I speak well, or this or that, or, you know, I'm just really good. I know a lot of people. I'm influential. I got a lot of clout. People do what I ask them to do because they trust me. They know me. They love me. And you don't really know what to do with all of these gifts. Or sometimes you've gotten on a platform. I'll never forget the day my husband and I were driving to Booker T. Washington to see Jesse Jackson. And mistakenly, because we have black Cadillacs, they ushered us into his entourage because the government vehicles were black Cadillacs and Escalades. And, you know, and so they just kind of pulled us in and we parked with Jesse Jackson, and Secret Service got out and walked and ushered us in. It was hilarious. It was one of the most phenomenal moments in our life. But it was one of those moments where it was like, oh, wow, this is great. And so at that time, we got to meet a lot of influential people. And so, you know, if you're not prepared for the moment, you won't know how to seize the opportunity. So this podcast today is to just let you know that we're working on a lot of things. And if you're interested in it, I'm going to just ask you to inbox me and say, hey, you know what? I'm all in. I want to know some business fundamentals. We're not selling you anything. We're giving it to you because I want to see you succeed. I'm Portia Who That Chandler. I'm a serial storyteller. Although today, I'm telling it like it is. See ya.